From KUOW, this is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. Earlier this month, we learned about King County's growing heroin problem.
We had a huge increase in heroin-involved deaths last year. They went up 58%. In 2014, in King County, we had 156 people die who had heroin in their system.
That's Caleb Banta Green, a University of Washington researcher. Every year, he gathers data on heroin-related deaths. Banta Green says part of the story behind that 58% increase in deaths can be traced back to prescription opiates. Doctors prescribe opiates for pain, patients get hooked on them, and that could lead them to heroin.
And if you can't get OxyContin, or you can't get Percocet or whatever, and you're addicted to opiates, there's plenty of heroin out there, and it's much cheaper, and it's widely available.
Today, doctors and lawmakers in Washington state know how easy it is to get addicted to prescription opiates, but that wasn't always the case. University of Washington pain specialist Jane Ballantyne started practicing medicine decades ago. At first, her bosses told her prescribing opiates for pain, completely safe.
And they actually said in their teaching that addiction would be very rare during the treatment of pain. One of the arguments being that if you've got severe pain, you're not likely to become addicted.
So when did you start to question whether opiates were really less addictive for people with pain or less harmful?
I began to notice, or we did in our pain unit, that people that were on really high doses of opiates were not doing well. They were not getting good pain relief, and they were always extremely sick. And so we began to think there's something wrong here. And we looked at the literature. We just looked at the entire literature to see what evidence there was to support what was happening, which was that people were considering there was no ceiling dose. And there was nothing to support doing that in the literature. And we published that, and it was finally published in 2003 after much, you know, reluctance to publish it, and particularly to talk about dose.
Because you were going against what was the current of thought at that time.
Yeah.
In 2010, Washington became the first state to enact a hard dose limit for prescription opiates. At first, what was your reaction to that?
Well, I was intrigued. I mean, I was drawn to the state of Washington because of the law, because I wanted to help, because I had believed for a long time that the high doses were not helping people. I wanted to see what the consequences would be. And also, you know, Seattle traditionally has a lot of leaders in the field of pain medicine, and it was exciting to be able to work with them and try and help with this initiative.
So it's been 5 years now that Washington State has had that cap on these prescriptions. How do you think that it has worked so far, at least for curbing abuse of prescription opiates?
Well, statistically, if you look at the data that have come out of workers' compensation and some in the general population, the rates of abuse, overdose, and death have actually declined. Unfortunately, the rates of abuse, overdose, and death associated with heroin have gone up.
I'm talking to Dr. Jane Ballantyne. She works now at times with the University of Washington. She's one of the first doctors really to publicly question the overprescription of opiates. Do you ever wish you could wind the clock back and revisit your own impulses about opiates and whether they were harmful or not?
Yes, I suppose I do. But at the same time, I think you're facing a whole culture of, you know, it's a, even as the Institute of Medicine says in their report, the blueprint on pain in America, that what is needed is a cultural transformation. And I wouldn't even think that little old me could change a whole country, culture, but you know, I was sucked into that. Mm. I am part of that culture now. And I mean, I always think of it like a huge ship going helter-skelter in one direction. It's never easy to turn it. You're not going to turn it 180 degrees quickly. But, you know, just a few degrees at a time, I think that's good.
Dr. Jane Ballantyne is a pain specialist at the University of Washington. Earlier, we heard from Caleb Banta Green of the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute at the UW.